We begin the current daf Masechtas Brachos daf Mem Vav. We begin on the top line of the Yomid. The Gemara continues in the halachas of Hilchas Birchas Hamazon and the halachas come with a Suda and Zimun. And the Gemara will bring an incident that will illustrate a few different halachas. So the Gemara begins. Reb Zeir Cholash, Reb Zeir was not feeling well. Alagabeir Bevo, Reb Bevo came to visit him and to see how he's feeling. Kabul Aleo, he was makabul himself a nether, an oath, as follows. Imitbach Katina Chorach Shaki, that if the small one with the burnt thighs will get better, and that is that's how they used to call Reb Zeir, as the Gemara in Bava Metzia and Daf Pehei says regarding an incident, how he used to fast and he would test himself in an oven to see if the fires of Gehenna wouldn't get a hold of him, and there was an ayin hara, and one time he burnt his thighs, so that was the term they used to call him, the small man with the burnt thighs. So he says, if Reb Zeir is going to get better, Avidna Yemet Tavle Rabban, I'm going to make a festival, a yomtiv for the Rabban. Itbach, he got better. Avid Tzudas, the Kol Rabban, so he made a whole festive meal for all the different Talmudic scholars for the Rabban. Kimot L'Mishra, when they were going to start the Suda, which is someone was going to make the Hamaitzi and break the big Chala, Amalei Reb Zeir, Lishlam Mar, so he said to Reb Zeir, you go ahead, you make the Hamaitzi and you break the Chala for everyone. So Amalei Lisavala Mar Lohodr B'Yechnan, so he answered him, he says, don't you hold to the Halach of B'Yechnan, the Amar Balabayis B'Yitzeya, that the owner, the host, is the one that breaks the bread. And why are you asking me? I know you're making it my honor, but you're the host, you should break the bread. So Sharlahu, so Reb Avo went and he made the Hamaitzi and he broke the bread. When it came time to make the bracha, birchas amazon, so Amalei nebruch lemar. But then again, he gave the cover to Reb Zeir and says, "You go ahead, you bench, you do the birchas amazon." So Amalei again. So Reb Zeir responded to him, "Lisubal amar lohadu Rav Huna de min Bavel. Don't you hold it halacha, Rav Huna from Bavel, which is that this is the regular Rav Huna that's mentioned throughout Shas. But since now Reb Zeir was in Eretz Yisrael in the place where Reb Avo was, because he had come up from Bavel, as the Gemara says in another place, so therefore he was quoting from Rav Huna from Bavel." So he says, don't you agree to Rav Huna's din da'amah by Tzeyem Avarach, that the one who broke the mat, that broke the challah, he made Hamaitzi, he's the same one that Zaycha in the bracha, Berchas HaMazon, to bench for everyone. So therefore, since you're the one that made Hamaitzi, you should be the one to make the Berchas HaMazon. So the Gemara says, V'iyu kaman sevirle, who did our Rebbe Vo hold like that? Although he had done the Hamaitzi, he was still offering the Berchas HaMazon to Reb Zeir, even though Rav Huna's din says that one who makes the Beitzeah, he's the one that's Mavarach. What was Reb Avo thinking? So he was going like this other halacha from Reb Yechanan that says that the host is the one that breaks the challah and he makes the hamaitzi, but the guest, the oirach, he's the one that makes the bracha of the birchas hamazon, and that is why he offered Reb Zeir, although he had been the one that was beitzeya. And it says that balabayis beitzeya, why is the one that's the host that breaks it? Why is Reb Yechanan say the kadesh yivtze ba'ayin yafa, so that he should break the pieces with a large eye, with a good eye, which in other words means to say they'll give people large pieces because it's his bread. He's the host. He's allowed to give big pieces. Someone that's a guest, he's not going to want to give such large slices. So therefore, we want the host to go ahead and make the hamaitzi and break the bread. So why is it that the guest makes the bracha birchas hamazon? That is kadesh yivarach balabai, so that in his benching, when he's benching for everyone, that he should have the schus of making the bracha of the balabai is for the host, and the host that's benching, he wouldn't make it for himself. That's why we want the guest to make the brachas hamazon, even though the owner is the one, the host, that's making the bracha of hamaitzi and breaking the bread. Taisa says that we can resolve really these two halachas. It's not a contradiction between this halacha of Reb Yechanan and the other halacha that Reb Zeir quoted, and that is if the owner is eating with them, then definitely he's the one that breaks the bread, and the guest is the one that makes the bracha. But if the owner is not sitting with them, then again the greater one would make hamaitzi, and that same person would make the brachas hamazon. And that is, it would depend. But if the owner is eating, like here, the host, the Reb Avo, is eating with them, so then he makes hamaitzi, but the guest is the one that makes the brachas hamazon, so that he can make the bracha of the Baal HaBayis. So the Gemara is Maimavarach. What is this bracha that's said for the host in the brachas hamazon? So it's the following nusach. Let it be you will Hashem, that the host, this owner, should not be shamed in this world, and he should not be humiliated in the world to come, and that is his wealth should be a blessing for him in this world and the world to come. The Rebbe added on to this nusach in the following words. So he should be successful with all his possessions. That his possessions and our possessions should be successful and should be close to the city, that a person should be able to constantly, it should be in his sight that he should know what it needs to be taken care of, and if it would be far, he wouldn't be able to be, so to speak, on top of it. That no evil should rule over his handiwork and over our handiwork of what we do. And that no thoughts of sin or transgression or of iniquity should be thrown in front of him or in front of us from here and forever. We should never have this this test, so to speak. And that's why this is the what's known as the bracha of the balabais that people we have in the it's printed in the benches that people should say this when they are eating by a host. That we say this nusach of Yiritzon Shlabesh Balabais B'Mazeh, that it should not be humiliated. And that is why, again, that although the host is the one that makes Birch Samaz, he makes the Hamaitzi so he can give out the bread, but the guest is the one that says the Birch Samaz and that he could say this following nusach. Now the Gemara returns to the main theme of our parak, which is talking about the halachas of Zimun when there's three people eating together, that they make a joint bracha known as Zimun, which is the Rabbeisim of Elam Benchon, which is that terminology, what we say before we make Birch Samaz. So now the Gemara asks, Ad Heichen Birch Zimun, until how far does the bracha of Zimun extend? And that is, as Rashi explains, that we said that it's necessary to have three people to make that joint bracha, which you can't say when there's no three people. And that is, when there's two people, they wouldn't say that. Until how far does it extend? That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. However, Tosis and most Rishonim learn, for many different reasons, not like Rashi. And they say that it's going back on what was mentioned before, on the previous daf, that we said that one person has to interrupt his meal for two people. And the Gemara's question is, until how long does he have to wait? When, in other words, when they're making this Rabbeis Mevlam Bench, and he has to answer, how long does it have to wait? So this is the question, according to Rashi, it's on how long is the bracha of Zimun that would only be for three people, and if there's two people, they can't even say that bracha at all. According to Tosis, the question is, until how long does the person who is, so to speak, stopping his meal, is answering, okay, you want the bench, I'll answer for you, how long does he have to wait? So Rav Nachman ad Nevarich, Rav Sheshu Zom ad Hazan. Nachman says, according to Rashi, what the Gemara is saying is, that the Baruch of Zimun is only the Nevarich, what we say, Baruch Shechal Meshalev Tevachinu, that's the Baruch of Zimun. You need three people to say that, you can't say with two. However, two people could say the Baruch of Hazan Esakel, that's included in regular Baruch Samazin. However, Rav Sheshu says no. According to Rashi, that the Baruch of Zimun is again the Nusach that we know of Nevarich Shechal Meshaloi and Baruch Shechal Meshalev Tevachinu, and it includes the first Baruchah that we know of Baruch Samazin of Baruch Hazan. That is, when you have two people or one, you only start your Baruch Hazan from Neidolcha. And that is, you need three people to say the Baruch Hazan. That's how far the Baruch of Zimun, which is only with three people, extends. Tosis, however, again, according to the way he says it, and this Nageh Halacha, the way we paskin, is that the question was about how the person, he's in the middle of eating his meal, and the two people on the bench already, so he's answering for them. So the Machlokes in the Gemara was until Nevarich, that once they finish Baruch Shechal Meshalev Tevachinu, and they're starting the Birch Samazin, he could go back into eating. Versus Rav Sheshu says, no, that you have to wait up until Hazan Sakol. In other words, you have to wait till the one that's benching, he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekein Melchem Hazan Sa'olam, and he goes till Hazan Sakol, then you say, Amen, and then you can go back to your eating, because that is included in the Baruch of Zimun. That's what the Gemara's question of Baruch of Zimun. That's Negei Halacha that it's brought down, that one should wait until the Mevarach, the Mezaman, is saying Hazan Sakol, then once then they finish in the starting Neidlcha, then you can go back to your meal. So those are two different interpretations of the Rishonim in our Gemara. Whichever way it is that the Baruch of Zimun seems to be that it's including up until Hazan Sakol or up until the end of what we call Zimun, that when it starts the first Baruch of Hazan Sakol, which is until Nevarach. So then the Gemara says, Nemikatanoi, let us say that this Machlokes up until how far does the Baruch of Zimun extend, that it's a Machlokes Tanoi. The Tanichado, we learned one Braisam, Birchas Amazon, Shnaim, Mishloisha, that the Baruch of Birchas Amazon, a benching, it's sometimes two brachas and sometimes three brachas. And how would that be? That it's three brachas when you have three people. And when you have two people, then it would be two brachas. Again, Tosfos Lishitasi would argue and say that it's talking about something else because he doesn't learn like Rashi that the brachas of Zimun is applies up until Hazan Sakol and that an individual would say only two brachas of Noida and Uvinei. But we're going to go primarily with Rashi's Pirish in the Gemara. So that's one madam. And another brisa says that sometimes you're going to say three brachas and sometimes four brachas. So what's the pshat? So the Gemara explains. Savrua the kuli alma teva meitav lav deraisi. Initially, everyone was agreeing that the fourth bracha of Birchas Hamazon, which is after Uvinei, which is known as a teva meitav, that is not min ha-Torah. It was instituted at a later time in Yavne because of the harugi beta, those that were killed over there and they're able to be buried. So that's not included. So again, we're only dealing with three brachas primarily: Hazan Sakol, Noidlcha, and Uvinei. So those are the three brachas. So my love, Baruch Mifli, what are these two brises arguing about that sometimes you have either two or three brachas in Birchas Hamazon or three or four brachas is the following. The one that says that sometimes you have two or three brachas in the Birchas Hamazon, they hold that the Birchas of Zimun goes until Hazan Sakel. And therefore, when there's two people, you're only saying the bracha ba'aretz, which is Ne'ilcha, and Bo'ini Yerushalayim, because again, you need to have the first bracha only if you have three people. And versus when it says that you're going to have three brachas, that's when you have three people. But the one that says sometimes Birchas Hamazon will be three brachas, or sometimes four brachas, they hold that the Birchas of Zimun is only until Nevarach. And therefore, when there's two people, then you say three brachas, which is Adan, Esakol, the bracha of Neidlcha, and the bracha of Ben Yishlaim. When there's three people, then they add on the bracha of Zimun, which is Nevarach until Ubetu V'chiyinu. And that is, again, so the Gemara wants to say, the L'chayr, the machlekes we have between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, that does an individual say three brachas, and when there's the three people, then they're going to say even the bracha of Zimun, which is four brachas, or is it going to be two brachas when you're individual, and three brachas when you're zimun, when you have three people? That seems to be machlokes tanoim between these two different brises. So the Gemara says no. Rav Nachman mitarets l'tamei, Rav Sheshes mitarets l'tamei. Each amora is going to say that he's correct in the kelona both brises l'shitasai, that until how far does the bracha of zimun extend? Do you need three people to say only the bracha of Rabbi Yisrael Mevel Benchin, or do you even need to have three people to say the first bracha of Hazan Sakol, that each one will, that has their sheet, could say that each brisa is like him? And the Gemara explains. If Nachman tarets l'tamei, if Nachman says the bracha of Zimun is only until Nevarich, and that even a single person or two people could say the first bracha of Hazan Sakol, the Kulei Am ad Nevarich, that everyone really agrees the bracha of Zimun only extends until Nevarich. Man de Amesh Sholish Va'arba Shapa, so the one that's the brisa that says that sometimes you have three brachas, sometimes four brachas, so that makes very sense. Because when you don't have three people, then it's going to be three brachas. Azan Sakol, Neilucha Nubanei. And when you have three people, and you have a Zimun, then it's going to be four brachas, because you're adding on the first bracha of Tuvachin of Rabbi Yisrael Mevel Benchin. However, what's with the other brisa? So Man de Amesh Taim V'Sholish says sometimes you'll have two brachas, sometimes three brachas. I'll tell you that here we're talking about a distinct case, which is we're talking about the bracha of workers. And that is, by workers, they say the bracha of Neidlcha and Uvon Yerushalayim in one bracha. So therefore, all that you have is the first bracha of Hazan Sakol and the bracha of Birchas Haaretz, which is Neidlcha. And therefore, that's two, because they don't say Uvnei and Neidlcha separate. When there's three people, so then they add on the varech, so then there's going to be three. That's why some there's two, some there's three, as the Gemara brings. Damamar, as we learned, the bracha is showing the kitikun, as the bach is magia. The first bracha is said regular. Shnia paisiach bebrachas, the second bracha opens with brachas arts with neilcha. And v'kailalim, and that includes, b'ayin Yerushalayim bebrachas arts, we include the third bracha in the second bracha. So therefore, they only have two brachas, although they're saying hazan sakel. And when there is a Zimun, then they'll have three brachas. So that's why really everyone holds, like me, Rav Nachman says, that Nevarich is up until where Zimun extends. And even two people could say the first bracha of Hazan Sakol. Rav Sheshes Mitarets L'Tamei. Rav Sheshes says that everyone really says, like him, that the bracha of Zimun goes inclusive until Hazan Sakol. The Kulei Am ad Hazan. Man do Amesh Taim V'Sholei Shabbos. So the one that says sometimes an individual will be saying two or three brachas, that'll depend. If there's no Zimun, if there's only one or two persons, so then it's going to be two brachas. Again, because you don't say Hazan Sakol, you say only Neidlcha Nuvenei. And when you say three, is when you have Zimun, so that's including, the Zimun is one bracha, totaling the Nevarach Shechal Meshloi with Hazan Sakol, that's one bracha. And then you have the two of Neidlcha Nuvenei, so that makes a lot of sense. Umadom Esholish Va'arba, so what's with the one that says sometimes you have three brachas, sometimes four brachas? Kesavra Hateva Meitiv Dei Raisehi, that brisa was going not like we had assumed in the beginning, but rather that the fourth bracha of Ateva Meitiv is Min HaTorah. And that is why it's not difficult, according to him, that you'll have three or four brachas. And that is how we explain this different machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. So again, so we have machlokes if Hazan Sakol is included in the bracha of Zimun or not. And the Gemara tells us that it's not totally in the machlokes Tanoim that each one could say that we could explain the brachas according to our shita. Again, Tosis has a different mahalach in the sugya, and he says regarding how one person has to interrupt for two people when they're benching, and so to speak, he's answering for them, as the term is generally said. And la halacha, that's the psak, that you have to wait until Hazan Sakol, until the mezamet finishes, and that's why it's important to hear every word until Hazan Sakol, that then your yoytze the brichas aziman, and then you could go ahead and go back to your meal and continue eating. So now the Gemara said, on this last point that we ended, that Rav Sheshesh wanted to say that the one that says that you, sometimes three or sometimes four brachas, it's because he holds that a teva meitiv is minat Torah, so therefore you're going to have noy lechol b'nei and a teva meitiv when you're one or two persons. And when you're three or more, you're going to have the bracha of hazan, which is the brachas of zimun and the hazan, that's one. Noy lechol b'nei and a teva meitiv, that's four. That he wants to say that that mandam will hold its teraisa. But now the Gemara is going to bring many proofs from different amayram that the bracha of teva meitiv is not midaraisa. It's only midrabanan. I'll prove to you that the fourth bracha of Tevimetiv is not Minatara. And the reason is, one proof is because the workers, they uprooted. In other words, we said on the previous staff that after Ubnei Yerushalayim and Abai used to say out loud, Amen, to show that Minatara, it's over already. And the workers, they go ahead and they just say, they say that even together. And after that, they go ahead and they leave. If it was Minatara, they would have to see even the bracha of Tevimetiv. Now the Gemara brings another proof. It's obvious that the bracha of a teva meitiv is not menatar. And this is the second proof. Because the bracha of a teva meitiv begins with a baruch. It starts, baruch atah Hashem. And it does not end with a baruch. When it says, it doesn't end with a baruch. And if it was menatayra, so then it would be smucha lechavrta. And it wouldn't even start with a baruch, as the Gemara brings from the braisa. Kiditani, we learn the braisa, kol habrachas kulon peisech ben bebaruch, v'chayisim ben bebaruch. All brachas begin with the baruch atah, and they end with the baruch atah. Chutz, mebirch saperes, excluding the brachas that are made on fruits, on foods, ubirch samitzis, and the brachas that are made on mitzis, ubracha smuchu lechavirta, and the bracha that's close to the bracha before. In other words, when we say a bracha in succession to the other ones, we don't start with a baruch. We just possibly we end with a baruch, like by Shemoneh Esrei and by Birchas Hamazon. We start Neidlecha, we start Rachim, we don't start with a baruch atah. And that's the proof we're going to bring, that these brachas, as the Gemara is going to bring, would not start with a baruch. And here, Atav Mita begins with a baruch, so obviously it's not considered part of Birchas Hamazon, it's just added on. That's why it starts with a baruch, and it's not considered smucha lechavrta, attached to the bracha before it. The bracha continues. And the last bracha in Kriyishma, he said that, so those are exceptions that they don't begin with a bracha. Although every bracha begins with and ends with a bracha, those don't begin with a bracha. Or they don't end with a bracha. It's not going to have two. And then the bracha continues, now it explains these exceptions that we said, that some of them begin with a bracha and they don't end with a bracha. And that is, for example, the bracha of Peiris, and on mitzvahs, that they begin and they don't end. And the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim and Daf Kofei explains, because since it's one hoidah, one thanks, and there's no interruption in between with any other supplication or tchino, anything else in between it, whereas let's say by Kiddush, where we say, ki ho hu yem tchil mekor kodesh, and we say, b'hanchilenu, so therefore we start and we end, because there are interruptions. But when there's no interruption, we make one baruch, and we don't end with a baruch. We give one long baruch, atah Hashem kenim al chaylam, we don't say any baruch atah Hashem at the end. So those are one type of exception. Now we continue on to menvav amabez. And there are those, from those exceptions that we said, that they end with a baruch, but they don't begin with a baruch. And that's, for example, the case of bracha smucha lechavrta, that a bracha that comes in succession right after a bracha before it, because you already started with a baruch at the first bracha. And, for example, the bracha achrayin, the later brachas in the kriyishma, emes v'yatzev, emes v'emunah, that although Kriyishma is in between the brachas of Kriyishma from the brachas before it, but that's still not considered interruption, and it's considered smucha lechavrta from the brachas before it. So now the Gemara comes to the main idea that we're asking from. Va'toyva meitiv peisech b'baruch ve'en chaysim b'baruch. Teva meitiv starts with baruch atah Hashem, and it does not end with baruch atah Hashem. Mechlal, the bracha b'vnei atzmahi, so it's obvious that it's its own bracha. And that is that it's not smucha lechavrta, and that because it's not part of Birchas Hamazon. Rather, it's because it was instituted because of those who were killed in Beita, that they were able to finally be buried. So therefore, the Chazal were masakin in Yavne, that they go ahead and make a special bracha for them. So obviously, this is the second proof that a Tev Meitiv is not Midrash, because if it was, it wouldn't start with a baruch. It would be considered an extension of the previous brachas, and it wouldn't start with baruch. From the fact that it does, is obvious that it's its own bracha. Now the Gemara continues with a third proof that a teva meitiv is not deraisa. V'amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok teida that a teva meitiv lav deraisa. The fourth bracha of Berachas Hamazon is not minatar. Shahari oikrin oisav beis avo, because we totally uproot this bracha. We don't say it by the house of a mourner, according to Rabbi Akiva, as the Gemara is going to bring. Kitani, as we learned in the Braisa. Mahim Oimrim Bebesa Ovo. What do they say as the fourth bracha of Birchas Hamazon by the house of a mourner? So the Tanna Kama says, Baruch Atah V'Meitu. We say the regular bracha of Atah V'Meitu. Rabbi Akiva Oimrim Baruch Dayana Emes. The fourth bracha is that it should be blessed the true judge. So obviously it's not Medaraisa, because it was Minatari. We wouldn't uproot it and change it by the house of a novel. So the Gemara says, Hateva Meitiv in Dain Emes Loid. Does the Tanakhama hold that the fourth bracha Birchas Hamazon is only a Teva Meitiv and not Dain Emes, but it's a base novel? So the Gemara says, Ela im af Hateva Meitiv. Rather, the Tanakhama says it's both. You not only do you say Dain Emes, but you also say Hateva Meitiv. So that's the machlekes, if you say both or only Dain Emes. But either way, the Gemara proves that Hateva Meitiv is not Mana Teva, because then Rebbe Kiva would not say that you uproot the bracha of Hateva Meitiv. So now the Gemara brings a story related to this halacha. Mazutra ikalu bei Rav Ashi. Mazutra went to the house of Rav Ashi. Istra bei Milsa, something bad happened by the house of Rav Ashi, that someone passed away. So he went and he was saying the fourth bracha of Birchas Hamazon, and he said as follows: Hatoiva Meitav, Hashem is good and He does good. Kel Emes, the true God. Dain Emes, the true judge. Shefet b'tzedek, He judges with righteousness. Lekech b'mishpat, He takes back with justice. Bishalad by law, may lasses by kritzana, He rules over His world to do as His will. Kichol derach of mishpat, because all His ways are right, are justice. Shakol shaloi, because everything is His. Vanachnu amay va'abda, we are His nation, we are His slaves. Uvuchol anachnu chayovim lahoydis loy levarch, and with everything we're obligated to thank Him and to bless Him. Goyde pirtzis be Yisrael, He mends the breaches in Klal Yisrael. Hu yigde es pirtza hazois be Yisrael lechayim, and He will mend this breach that it happened in Klal Yisrael for life. So again, so this is the proof we learn from this sugya that Hateva Meitiv is not Medaraisa, and that is that the Gemara brought us in contrast to how Rav Sheshet wanted to learn that Braisa, that man would hold that Hateva Meitiv sometimes Brichas Hamazon will be four brachas because it's Medaraisa, and when there would be a Zimun, it would be four brachas. Now the Gemara returns to the Halacha of Zimun. So the question is, Lehechen Hu Chayzer? Where does he go back to? So again, this will be totally in the Machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos, L'shitasam, how they learn the different parameters of the Halacha of Zimun. The way Rashi explains this Machlekes is, the question in the Gemara is, who is Mitztarf to Zimun? Who is being joined for the Zimun? And as the Gemara said before, that according to Rav Sheshes, the Baruch of Zimun is up until Azan Sakal, and an individual would start his Birchas Hamazon from Neid L'chanan. So therefore, this person that had to stop his eating until the Mavarech finished his bracha of Azan, and then this person goes back to, so to speak, finish his meal. So the question is, where does he go back after he finishes his meal when he's going to bench? That's according to Rashi, which sounds similar to how Tosis learned the Gemara before. Rashi learned the Gemara now. Lehechen Hu Chayzer, the Gemara is asking is, so fine, so he answered for the other two, and now he wants to go back and bench after he finishes eating. Where does he go back to? Because the Rav Sheshet said that the Mezamen set up until Azan Sekel, and now he wants to go back. Where does he bench from? So Rav Zridmish made the Abaye Amar Chayz L'Reish, that Abaye said that he goes back to the beginning of Azan Sekel, and that is because since he was Mechuyiv in Zimun, that in the beginning was established he was with three people, so although the other people benched already and they left, but since he has the Chelik of the Zimun, he could still say the first Brach of Azan Sekel, although Rav Sheshes had said that an individual who was benching on his own starts from Neid L'cha, he's, so to speak, still part of that Zimun. Rabban Amri, Lamokim Shapazik, Rabban say that you go back to the place which they had stopped, which was just like every individual starts from Neid L'cha, now that he's an individual, and so to speak, he already was Yoitza, his joint Brach of Zimun with the Mezamen that benched and left already, and he had responded to that. So therefore, the place where he stopped, which was Azan Sekel, that's where he starts from Neid L'cha. And the Gemara says, Vilchus Lamokim Shapazik, the halacha is that the one who responded starts from the place where the person had interrupted. So therefore, if someone answered to the two people that were benching and he continued eating, when he goes back to bench, he starts from Neid L'cha, according to Rav Sheshes, and that's how the Gemara wants to paskin. Tosfos again, L'shitasa, argues on Rashi, and Tosfos says that the Gemara is discussing something totally different, and that is that Rabbanan, according to Rashi, was saying that it goes back to the Makom Shapasik, and therefore you would start your Birchas Hamazon Neid L'cha. He says, so if that's the case, what do you mean? He continued eating, he did Hazan, as I call it, Deraisa, you would have to say it. So therefore, Taisa says, that's going back on what was mentioned before, that the Mevarech says, Nevarech Shechal Mishaloi. And those who are surrounding the table, they respond, Baruch Shechal Mishaloi, to Bechino. The Gemara's question, Lehechu Nuchayzer, was, where does the Mevarech, after everyone responded to him, where does he go back? In other words, does he go back to the beginning? That is, the Mevarech says and repeats, Nevarech Shechal Mishaloi, to Bechino. And the Rabban say, no, he goes back to Lamakim Shapasak, that he says, Baruch Shechal Mishaloyim. And that's how the halach is, it's negay regarding the one who's reciting and responding. And that is how we do it, that he says, Baruch Shechal Mishaloyim Tebechiyinu, he does not repeat again what he said, he goes Lamakim Shapasak. So those are two different versions of our Gemara. Now the Gemara continues with other halachas of Suda regarding the etiquette, which is at a meal. Only Resh Galusa Rav Sheshes. The Resh Galusa said to Rav Sheshes, "Avagav the Rabban Kishishiatan. Although we are elder Rabban, we are elder scholars, and we're Tamid Chacham. Parsoi Bitzarchi Suda Bekimenaychu. However, the Persians in their etiquette of their meals, they're more proficient than you, and that is Bisman Shehein Shtei Mitas. When there are two couches, and that is when the way they used to eat their meals is they used to recline" on the couch on their left side, and their legs would be on the ground, and everyone would have their own couch. So Godel Mesev Bereish, or the greater person of the two, he would recline first on his couch. V'sheni lo lamale menu, and the one that was second to him, he would recline above him, in other words, above his head, towards his head, above him, the person would sit on his own couch. U'bizman sheim shalish, and when they were three people, so Godel Mesev Emtza, the greater one, would sit in the recline in the middle couch. Sheni lo lamale menu, the one that was second to him, would be on the couch to his right, a little bit above him. And the shlisha lo lamate menu, and the third one would be, so to speak, on his left side, below him. And that is the etiquette that they used to have. So Amalei, so Rav Sheshes responded to the Resh Galusa, v'chiboyi ishtoi b'hadei. So when he wants to talk to the one that's second to him, Misritz Taritz v'yasev v'mishtoi b'hadei, so he has to straighten himself out and sit up so that he could talk to that person. And that is, if the greater one wants to speak to the one that's second to him, he has to stand up because he's reclining towards his left side. So he has to sit up, straighten himself out, because as long as he's reclining, he can't talk with him. And since the other person is towards his head, so now he's going to have to sit up. It's better if to have the second one towards his left, lower than him, so that he could speak to him reclining. So Amalei, so the Resh Galusa responded to him, Shani Parsoi Demach Velei B'mochig. So the Persians are different because they signal with gestures, and therefore, since they do with their hands and their fingers, he doesn't have to get up. He could just be reclining and going like this. And that's why it's proper for them to etiquette that the one who's second to him is towards his right. So the Gemara continues. So Mayim Rishonim Mehech Maskin. Where do they start with the first waters when they wash their hands before they begin their meal? And that is Rav Sheshes was asking the Resh Galusa, how do the Persians do it in regarding to that part of their etiquette? So Amalei, so the Resh Galusa responded to him, Minah Gadol, the greater person is the one that washes his hands first. So he responded, Yeshiv Godel v'yishma yad v'ashenayit l'kulon. So Rav Sheshes responded, he says, so what is it, that the greater person, he has to just sit the whole time with his clean hands until everybody washes, until the meal begins, he's sitting there, so to speak, just waiting. So Amalei, no, la'alta ma'isi taku kameh, they right away immediately bring his table in front of him, and that is, he has his meal ready. When everyone is still going ahead and washing, he starts to eat his meal, so therefore he's not just waiting. So then they asked him, where do they start the waters at the end of the meal when they're cleaning their hands? So cotton, the first one is the one that washes his hands. So he asked him, so the greater person, he has to wait with dirty hands until everybody washes their hands. So the Resh Galusa said, they don't take away his table from in front of him until it said that is the whole time that people are washing their hands, he's still eating. And everyone's washing my machrein, the washed hands. They don't take away his table until they get and bring the water to him. So it's not a problem. He's not sitting there waiting. He's continuing to eat. So that's how Resh Galusa told Rav Sheshes how the Persians do it. So I'm Rav Sheshes, anom esniti yadan. Rav Sheshes, only thing I know is a braisa. And that is, as we know, that all the customs and all the minhagim and all the etiquette and all the midas of Klal Yisrael, as the Rav, the Bar Tanura says in the first mission of Ovis, it's Moshe Kibbutz Har Sinai, everything, even our etiquette, is a Masoret. It says, what I know is a Braisa. The Tanya, as it says in the Braisa, as follows. Kitzad Seder HaSeba, how is the custom that people should have when they're reclining, when they're coming to eat a meal? So Bizman Change, they meet is when there are two couches, in other words, there's two people. Godel Mesev Bereish, the greater one reclines first. V'sheni Lo Lamata Himena, and the second one, Tim, is below him. And that is not like the Persians, because if the greater person wants to talk with him, he doesn't have to go ahead and straighten up to sit up to talk to him on his right side. He's reclined to the left. He continue talking to him, even in a reclining position. Bizmanche in Sholish meet is when there are three couches, then Godel Mesa Beresh, the greater person reclines first. Sheini Loy Lamalem, and then the second one will be above him. And then Shlishi Loy Lamatem, and then the third one will be below him. And that is because if he's coming to talk, with the third one he can talk to, and if he's coming to talk to the second one, it's better that he should straighten himself out and not put the second one lower than the one who's lower than him, which is the third one above him, because it's going to be, so to speak, disrespectful to the second one. So therefore, it's better to have the second one to his right, which is more chashuv, than lower than him, which is where the third one is going to be. Then regarding Mayim Rishonim, the first water is when we wash on the Tilas Yadayim. Maschile ben Agadol, we begin with the greater person. And similar to the Persians, we right away bring his table that he could begin eating. Mayim Achrayinim, so then regarding the later waters, so it depends. Bizman Shehim Hey, when there's five people or less, Maschile ben Agadol, we begin the Mayim Achrayinim with the greater person. Bizman Shehim Hey, but if there's 100, not necessarily, or it's even 10, but it's anything more than 5, where then it would be embarrassing, it would be disgraceful to take away the table in front of the greater person that he had washed his hands and he has to wait just Yeshiv Batal until everybody washes their hands. So therefore, when there's more than 5 people, they begin from the smaller, the so to speak, the lesser stature person that's sitting at the end of the table. And they don't take away the table in front of the greater person until the water reaches the last 5 people. As the Brisa says, Maschilim in Akotin Achimagim Etzalhei, we begin from the smaller, from the lesser statured person until it reaches 5 people. Then, when there's 5 people, then we go back and begin from the greater person. That is, so we get him, we give him the opportunity to wash and give him a little bit of time, so to speak, to prepare himself for Birchas HaMazon, but not to wait so long in Yeshiv Batal for 100 people to wash their hands. Then the Brisa concludes, Ulamakim Shemayim Achreinim Chayzrim, to the place where the Mayim Achreinim goes, that is the person that, so to speak, is the first of the last 5. To go ahead and wash his hands, Mayim Achrayinim, as we say that the one, the greater person is the one that washes his hands first. L'sham, Bracha Chizeres, that is where the Bracha goes. In other words, the greater person that washed Mayim Achrayinim first from the last 5, he's the one that makes the Bracha of Birchas HaMazon. And if he tells someone else to wash his hands, so that's the one that makes the Bracha of Birchas HaMazon. So the Gemara says, Masayei Leil Rav, this is a assist to the halach of Rav. Amar B'chiba, Ashim Rav. Whoever is the one that washes his hands of Mayim Achrayinim first, he's the one that does the bracha of Birchas HaMazon. And that is, again, as we said, that the first one of the last 5, that's the gadol, he's the greater person, he's the one that goes ahead and he's washing his Mayim Achrayinim first from the last 5, so he makes the bracha of Birchas HaMazon. As the Gemara brings a story to illustrate this, the Rav Reb Chiya HaVayasu B'Sadusa Kamei Rebbe. Rav and Reb Chiya were both eating a meal in front of Rebbe, their teacher. So Amalei Rebbe LaRav Kum Mashiyadoch. So Rebbe told Rav, "Go ahead, wash your hands." Mayim Achrayinim. So Chazi de Komirtis. So then he saw that he was nervous. Like, in other words, Rav was worried. Why did I tell him to wash my hands? My hands dirty. Did I do something wrong? So Amalei Reb Chiya told him Bar Pachsi. It was a term of son of nobleman. In other words, a term of chashivas. Ayn bebirchis mezayna kamalach. What he was telling you was to go ahead and prepare the Birchas HaMazon. In other words, he's telling you, you're going to be benching today. And that is because the one that washed Mayim Achrayinim first, again, of the last 5, he's the one that makes Birchas HaMazon. So in other words, don't be worried. He's giving you a kavod, and he's not disrespecting you. So now, again, this is the contrast that we had in our Gemara between the, so to speak, what we see, the etiquette of the Torah, of the Jews, and of the Persians, that we have different customs. Now the Gemara continues with this that we spoke about regarding kibudim, regarding honoring a person. So the Gemara brings Tan Rabban. Ein mechabdin, we don't honor. In other words, we don't tell someone to go first before us. Loi bedrachim, not on the roads. In other words, when you have holchei drachim, people go on the roads, you don't tell someone to go that's greater than you to go in front of me. However, Tosfos says that if they're going out together, then you do honor on the roads. It's only if everyone's going their own way and they're driving and someone's driving and he's going to let people go, and he sees, you know, the Talmud Chacham, it's going to cause traffic, so to speak, it's not going to be responsible. So there we don't say. But of course, if this is an entourage that are going together, then yes, you would say, you would tell the Talmud Chacham, the Rosh Hashiva, the Rav, the Rebbe, you tell them to go first, you go tell them to go in front of you. But regular people, when you're going on the roads, you don't say, you go in front of me. V'loi b'ksharim, and not on bridges. And we continue to the top of Mem Zayin Amar Aleph. V'loi b'yadayim mezuhamos, and not regarding dirty hands. In other words, regarding the washing of Mayim Achrayinim, that's not a covet. Again, besides the greater person who's the first of the last 5, he's the Mavarach, he would get that covered. But regular people, you don't give an honor, so to speak, to go ahead and wash Mayim Achrayinim first. So now the Gemara continues on this regarding this halach about giving kibudim on the roads. Ravin v'abaya v'ka'azli b'orcha. These two Talmid HaChacham were going on the road. Kadmei chamri de Ravin l'dabaya. So the donkey of Ravin was going in front of Abaya, v'loi omalei nezel mar. And Ravin did not tell Abaya, you go ahead first. So Amar, so Abaya said to himself, From when this Talmud Chacham came from Eretz Yisrael, he became Balgaiva. And that is because Rabban used to go up to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel, and he used to hear words of halacha from Rabbi Yechon, and we come down to Bavel and tell everyone the halachas of Rabbi Yechon. So since he became Balgaiva, he thinks greatly of himself that he doesn't honor me to go in front of him. But when they came in front of to the opening of the Beis HaKnesset of the Shul, so he says, let the master go first. So Amalei Sabai said to him, but Hashal Amarna, until now I wasn't the master. In other words, why now are you honoring me and before you didn't? So Amalei said to him, Rabbi Yechon said the following halacha. We don't honor someone to go in front of us only by an opening that has a mezuzah. And on the road, there was not a mezuzah, so therefore there was no such halacha. So the Gemara asks, was that what Rabbi Yechonon said? The ispe mezuzah in only by an opening that has a mezuzah, then you honor someone, the less be mezuzah loy, but if there's no mezuzah, you don't? Telemiata beis haknesses, which is the case that we're talking about, they were by a shul, ubeis hamedrash, the less be mezuzah, there is no chiv to have a mezuzah. So hachinami de mechabin, is it for you don't honor a person? And that's not true. Ela'ema, what it means to say is bepesach haro ule mezuzah, by an opening that's fitting to have mezuzah, in other words, that it's a regular doorway, which he was coming to exclude on the roads or breaches in the wall, where there that's not a regular opening, there a person would not have a chiv to honor, and therefore he didn't honor him on the road when they were going with their donkeys, or therefore with their cars for that matter. When it was coming to the opening of the Beis HaKnesses, Tashul, so then there he was honoring him, and that is, it's only when you have a type of an entryway that there is a chiv to honor someone versus on the road or on the bridge or for other things that are not covered, there we don't go ahead and honor a person that's greater than us and say that you go first.